Ricordiamo i compianti fratelli cardinali John Patrick Foley, Anthony Bevilacqua, José Sánchez, Inés Musa Daud, Luisa Ponte Martínez, Rodolfo Quesada Toruño, Eugenio de Araújo Sales, Paul Shankosi, Carlo Maria Martini, Fortunato Baldelli.
Gathered around the high altar of St. Peter's Basilica Saturday, Pope Benedict spoke to the assembly of our relationship with death and the dead, evoking the atmosphere of the recent liturgical feasts of All Saints and All Souls, during which faithful worldwide traditionally visit the graveside of loved ones.
La morte riguarda l'uomo di oggi esattamente come quello di allora.
Benedict XVI then evoked the Roman catacombs, describing them as peculiar cemeteries where, descending into their corridors, it is as if we cross an immaterial threshold and enter into communication with those custody within, their past made of joys and sorrows, losses and hopes. This occurs, he said, because death is still relevant to man today, just as then, and even if many things of the past have become alien to us, death is always the same. Yet, he reminded those gathered, faced with this reality, human beings of all ages look for a glimmer of light that brings hope and that still speaks of life.
Allora la morte apre alla vita, a quella eterna.
As Christians, he said, we respond with faith in God based on Christ's victory over death on the cross and his resurrection that opened death to the promise of eternal life.
I pastori che oggi ricordiamo hanno infatti
the firm faith of those cardinals and bishops commemorated Saturday, whom, in Pope Benedict XVI's concluding words, were friends of the Lord, trusting in his promise of eternal life, even amid difficulties and persecutions here on earth. Men who kept the joy of faith alive, and who now live in the house of the Lord forever, enjoying the heavenly reward, filled with happiness and with grace. I'm Ema McCarthy.